Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Samuel Bird. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Leroy Hermann. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Leroy Hermann. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. And now, play ball. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Goodman reaches second base with a double. There goes Riggs trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hermann fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley strikes out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball four. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground that hits Demery. Demery is out and Klein is safe at first. There goes Demery trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Warnicki for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leroy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Camporis trying to get to third. Demery throws the ball into Hack, who tags Camporis for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myers. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Myers steals second. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball towards center field. Bird fields the ball and throws to home. Campbell drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Campbell. Gallen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Demery is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Klein reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Klein trying to get to home. Bird throws the ball into Campbell who tags Klein who's trying to score from second, for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnicki hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camporis bunts towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Bird moves to second. One out. Leroy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman bunts towards the mound. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. O'Day moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Warnicki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camporis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Day hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herman. Demery reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Cy Johnson now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herman. Hack reaches second base with a double. Klein goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Hack steals third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. One out. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warnke hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Cy Johnson. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. Myers hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Day strikes out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Demery steals second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery scores. It's 9-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herman. Hack reaches second base with a double. Klein moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warnke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein scores. Hack scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 11-1, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Gerges scores. Warnke moves to third. It's 12-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing right field. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.